Now, Tim, today we're going to talk about a book. It's a local Tasmanian book, and I actually know the people involved in this one. It's called Mick and the Cleaner. It's written by Peter Stables, who's a well-known horse racing writer, actually works for Tas Racing at the moment, but he was, I think he did a lot of time at the Mercury in Hobart. But the book about Mick and the Cleaner, it's referring to Mick Burles, the trainer of the Cleaner. It's a great story.
It is a great story, yes, yes. I mean, one of these ones that people love about horse racing. Someone relatively unknown and a horse that sort of doesn't have the expected pedigree triumph over adversity. And
you don't have to be into horse racing to enjoy this book. I know a little bit of the story. As I said, and to me, it's a story that will appeal to many people outside racing for sure.
It will, it will. Mick Burles is certainly, he certainly has seen and done a lot in his lifetime and has had a pretty colourful life in places. And it'll appeal to people who just want to read about an average knockabout bloke growing up in Tasmania, going to the mainland, coming back to Tasmania and having a range of different jobs and interests and almost by accident sort of falling into horse racing.
Yeah, and the Cleaner is a horse that a lot of people have rated as probably the best horse to come out of Tasmania since Piping Lane, so it's a big rap, isn't it?
It is a big rap, and actually in the front of this book there's a very generous dedication from... I've got a blank. I have to turn the... Lee Friedman.
The trainer, yeah.
Well-known mainland trainer. He has put in a very generous foreword to the book and saying how he respects Mick Burles' abilities as a horseman and that ability to see that little something special in a horse that a lot of people miss.
Yeah, he was a crowd favourite with Tasmanians, and every time he raced on the mainland, a lot of Tasmanian support with the betting for him. He was rated as a chance to win the Cox Plate one year, but the barrier draw worked against him. I think he ended up third or fourth, but even in the early days, they wouldn't have thought he had any hope of getting anywhere near the Cox Plate.
No, that's right. No, in a race that is normally reserved for those horses with extremely high pedigrees and coming from the very, very well-known racing stables, for Mick Burles to gently guide the Cleaner through the various qualifying races and get him to the point, as you say, just a touch unlucky, not to figure in the first two or three placings of that first Cox Plate that he took part in.
Yeah, he went to a couple, I think, but he unfortunately didn't get the results they wanted, but I think it was more to do with other circumstances apart from the way that he was trained or ridden.
Yeah, no, I think, sometimes you need the luck in racing, and I think he was just a case of, certainly in the second Cox Plate he ran in, he just didn't get the luck required. And in the first race, he was probably just maybe beaten by a better horse on the day.
Yeah.
But performed very creditably.
There's a little bit of controversy, of course, with Mick and the horse, because there was a sort of a falling out with the owners, and all that's covered as well in the book.
Yeah, apparently, yes, that is covered. I haven't looked at that part of the book as yet, but yes, apparently it's a warts and all account of what happened after the successes of getting to the Cox Plate, and why the owners decided not to retire the horse but to send him to another stable in Victoria.
Mm.
Yeah, that is covered as well, yes.
Well, I couldn't think of anyone better to write the story than Peter Stables. Having known Peter very well, he would have followed the Cleaner's progress right from the start up until the dizzying heights that he almost got to.
Yes, well, that's right. I mean, Peter Stables worked for a very long time for the Mercury as their number one racing journalist, and he has another claim to fame. Peter Stables helped Ricky Ponting write his biography two or three years ago, so he can put a few words together.
Yes,
and he obviously has a fine eye to things in the sporting area.
Yeah, oh, look, I've known Peter for a while and worked with him in the past as well at various race meetings, and he's a very knowledgeable man. I'm sure this will be a great book. As I said, not only for people that are interested in racing, they'll love it, but people that just want a good story, it's that as well.
I think it is. It'll appeal to a bigger readership than just horse racing.
Absolutely. Tim, thanks for your time on that today. Appreciate it, and we'll catch you again next week.
Thanks, Martin. See you next week.